Okay, Hu Gavra. There was once a guy. De'amar l'hu, this is tap of Chaf Amar Aleph. Hu Gavra, de'amar l'hu, he said to l'hu, we all know who l'hu is, but presumably to his kids. Havalei, give to him arba mea zuze l'ploni v'lintziv brati. Right, you should give 400 zuz to so and so, and then marry his daughter, or marry off his daughter.
He'll marry my daughter.
Oh, and then he'll marry my daughter. Okay, right. This is apropos the difference of like the orders of language or something like that. Let me see for a second. We had said before that there's machlokas between different Amorayim. I don't know if this is the same piece. Different Amorayim and their impression of others machlokas. And I remember there was like Tanakama was the one that said that there were three antifs versus Rabbi Shimon, who had said that you had only until Sukkos as opposed to three antifs. So I think that's what is coming on the heels of here. Oh, we had said also about like a nazir who said something and basically wanted to use different money to fulfill money that was already designated for Ma'aser Sheni. He wanted to fulfill something for his nazir process. So this is another one of those statements about what your statements mean. So here, well, I guess we'll just read it and see how it fits. So he says, give so-and-so 400 zuz, and then you can marry my daughter. But the question becomes, what do you do with that money if he says no, right? So just like the Meiser money was already designated and you can't use it for the karbanos of a nazir, so what do you do with that money? It's already this. Amar Papa, arba mea shakil. You take the 400 ubrate ibay nasiv ibay lo nasiv. And the daughter, his daughter, if she wants to get married, she can. But if not, she doesn't have to.
No, at least the way Art Scroll was saying,
yeah.
It's if he wants to, he can marry her. If he wants to, he
doesn't. Meaning the guy that's getting the money. I mean, you take this 400.
400 zuz no matter what.
Because the money is already designated. The problem is, he was hoping that it was going to be designated for the wedding, for a wedding, and this guy doesn't have to necessarily keep to that. But the money is still already designated. So Gemara says, Tama de Amar le Havulahu. So Tama de Amar Havulay. The reason that it's already designated, you have to give him the money, is because it says give him the money. And then the ulinasiv or the linsiv, and then it says Mary aval I amar linsiv the havale. If he would have said the other way around, marry he should hopefully marry my daughter, and then he said give him the money. So then it's conditional inasiv shakli nasiv lo shakel. Now he's giving the way that he said it was 400, and then marry my daughter. I don't think we said that by Ma'aser Sheni. It didn't really happen that way. So before it was, you had Ma'aser Sheni money, and you wanted to become a nazir, or you wanted to use that money for your nazir karban. But here, we're not really talking about that, because it wouldn't have been designated if you said it in the other order. So I guess it's connected in terms of how you said something, but it's not really connected in terms of our situation before. It wasn't the same kind of choice, like the way you said it. It was already Ma'aser Sheni money. Okay. Kind of interesting follow-up. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Yasiv Mary Mar Kamar Lehishmaitzi. He said this over. And Mishmei Denafshe, he said it by himself and didn't say it. Mishmei Denafshe means like he said it from his own, as if it was his own shita. But he didn't say that. He didn't say that it was like a discussion. He just said, "This is the halacha." So Amalei Ravina Lermemar Atun Ha'achi Mas Nisu Li La. This is how they said it, I guess, somewhere else. Anan Kedibay Minei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan Mas Nisu Li La. We said it from Rabbi Yochanan. Okay. Tani Tana Kamadir Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. So they learned something in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. Vayakrevas Ha'la Vayasek HaMishpat. Pasuk says, I think this is in Tzav, that, or Shmini, the beginning of Shmini, that you brought, they brought the Ola, and they did it as it was supposed to be done. I think this is at the inauguration of the Mishkan, after the Yimei HaMiluim, right, the inaugural days of the Mishkan. So what does it mean, Kamishpat? Kamishpat Olas Nedava. Just like you're supposed to bring a voluntary carbon, limera olas chova shitunus micha. That it's teaching you that the obligatory ola, which is what they brought for the Yimei HaMiluim, they did just like the mishpat of a voluntary ola, which tells you that even for a obligatory carbon, you'd have to do smicha, just like a voluntary one, which we know based on psukim from the beginning of Vayikra. They have to use, right, v'samach. I don't know exactly the words. I might be thinking of Yom Kippur words also. So, Amar Lei, Damar Lachmani, who is this going according to? So, Beishamahi, Delo Gamri, Shalmi Chova, Mishalmi Nedava, who doesn't typically learn out the halachos of a shlamim for an obligatory shlamim from a voluntary shlamim. Deibe Silel, because if it was Beis Hillel, Kevin Degamri Shami Chov Mishami Nedava. So Olas Chova Nami Lotzevay Kra Degamri Mi Olas Nedava. Once we've established that Beis Hillel learned the halachos of a shlamim, obligatory shlamim, to a voluntary shlamim, surely he would learn the halachos of a obligatory ola from a voluntary ola. That's an interesting sort of kavachomer. But the point is, Beishame doesn't do that kind of thing. And therefore, we need a separate drasha for the Ola that it has. They have to do smicha, right? They have to sort of put your hands on it and talk about it. So, in Beis Hillel, Shami Chova, Shami David Gamri. How do you know the Beis Hillel paskins like that? That the Shlamim, which is obligatory, you learn out the mechanisms, the different elements of the carbon from the Shlamim, which is voluntary. Dioma Miolos Chova Gamri, the Olas Chova. Gufa by Yikra. Maybe he learns it out from the shlamim is learned out from the ola. Meaning, don't assume that Beis Hillel learns shlamim to shlamim. Maybe he learns shlamim from ola, but he learns chova to chova. That the carbon ola can be instructive to the shlamim chova, and therefore the olas chova needs its own pasuk. So maybe this drasha from the olas chova, right? Vayakrev esarola vayasek hamishpat at the beginning of Parsha Shmini is not Beis Shammai's pasuk, but rather Beis Hillel's pasuk to teach that the mishpat of the olas chova is like the mishpat of the Shalmei Chova. I think that's what we're saying. Okay. So he wants to know, Maishna Mishalmei Nedava Delo Gamri. How can you say that Beis Hillel needs that kind of drasha if the Shalmei Nedava, he didn't need that kind of pasuk? Shekein Mitzuyin, because they are very common. Me'olas chova nami lo gamri shekein kalil. So Shalmei Nedava, he doesn't have to learn because those are very common. And therefore, hold on, give me a second. How can you say the Beis Hillel learns Shalmei Chova from Olas Chova as opposed to Shalmei, right? So you have different karbanos that are already mentioned. You have Shalmei Nedava, and you have Shalmei Chova, and you have an Olas Chova. So what's the difference between, why would you say that you should learn out of Shalmei Nedava, meaning the reason that you wouldn't learn out Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava is because Shalmei Nedava are so common. There aren't that many shlamims that are sort of obligatory. You have basically the yontif karbans. But then you should say also similarly, Olas Chova Nami Lo Gamri. You shouldn't learn out from the Olas Chova either, because that's Kalil. And Ola is completely burned up on the Mizbeach as opposed to a Shlamim. Right, basically saying that the Shalmei Chova shouldn't be any compulsion to learn it from either one of these things. Ella, rather, because of the dissimilarities between them, Ella Asya Mi Beinaya. Rather, you learn it from what's called a Binyan Av. Now, this probably gets complicated, so we're not going to go through it. But Binyan Av is just a way to sort of, it's like an overarching category of things, right? So if it's in that overarching category, so you can learn from that. So I guess here the Binyan Av is from Shalmei Nedava and Olas Chova. Right, it's sort of like a commonality between those. You can sort of learn out the halachos, something like that. V'savar Beishamai Shalmei Chova lo ba'o smicha. Is it true that Beishamai thinks that shlamim, an obligatory shlamim, doesn't require any smicha, right? The leaning on the animal. Right, that's how we had said just before that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba learns that the Olas Chova has to have smicha like the Olas Nedava, but only because of this pasuk, which means that the Shalmei Chova doesn't require smicha because it doesn't learn out from the other things, from either from Olas Nedava either, or from, I guess, Shalmei Nedava. I don't know. So v'savri v'shamai Shalmei Chova lo ba'o smicha. Is it really true? Hatanya Amar Rav Yosef Lenoch v'sham Beis Hillel smicha atzma shetzarech. That Rabbi Yossi says, Beishami Beisil, don't disagree about smicha on an obligatory shlamim, which is about a yantif carbon, for instance, that it needs smicha. Rather, Amel Nechlu, what do they argue about? I'll take if l'smicha shchita. Do you have to do shchita right after the smicha? Right? So Beishami Omrim, Hashem says, no, you can do whatever you want. So if, for instance, you're talking about a yantif karban, and this was in our Gemara, this was in our Mishnah, can you do smicha on yantif or not? So even though by a shlamim, we said you can shecht it, you can't do the smicha, you'd have to do the smicha from before yantif. Why are you allowed to do the smicha before yantif? Because Beis Shammai thinks that the shchita doesn't have to be in conjunction with the smicha. Meaning, as long as you did the smicha sometime in the past, you can then do the shchita whenever you want. And therefore, when Beis Shammai comes along and says, well, do I allow you to do smicha on yantif? So he says, no, you should have done it before yantif. I don't care that you're doing the shchita on yantif, you still have to do the smicha before yantif. Beis Hillel, however, says no. Beis Hillel omrim tzarech. You have to do the shchita right after the smicha. And therefore, you'd have to be allowed to do it on yantiv also. The smicha, that is. That's why it's my focus in our Mishnah. Who the Amr Kiai Tana? The Tana Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda lo nechlu v'sham Beis Hillel, I'll take a smicha shchita shtzarech, Amr nechlu al smichas atzma. Shabbat Shammai Omrim Eno Tzarech, Beis Hillel Omrim Tzarech. Right? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, they don't disagree about about smicha before shchita. What do they disagree about? Whether or not there's any smicha at all, right? So this basically is saying There's a brisa that says that they're only argue that they all agree you need smicha, but that they argue about when that smicha has to happen. But now we're saying no. Hahu de amar. This machlokas tanaim about Beis Shammai is like the following machlokas, meaning it's machlokas tanaim, and therefore we don't have to necessarily figure out the contradictions, because there's another tana right in this brisa that tells us that they're actually arguing about smicha itself. Everyone agrees that the smicha has to happen right before the shechita. The question is whether it has to be smicha at all. So that's what it's saying. Al smicha atzma. Beis Shammai says you don't need it for a shalmei chova, right, for the shlamim of yantif, for instance. And Beis Hillel says that you do need it. And therefore Beis Hillel says you have to do it on yantif itself. Right, so two possible reasons why Beis Shammai, in the end of the day, two possible reasons why Beis Shammai does not allow you to do smicha, to put your hands on the karban, on Yantif itself, either because you should have done it before Yantif, or because it doesn't require it at all. Alright? So that's basically a sort of a roundabout way to get to that point. So Tanu Rabbanan and Master Behilo Hazakin Shevio also Azara. Hilo Hazakin, not Beis Hilo, but their Rebbe Hilo Hazakin brought an Ola to the Azara. Lismach Lebi Yom Tov, in order to do smicha on it on Yantif. I don't exactly know where he put it, but I guess they had some kind of storage pen or whatever. So Chavru Alav Tamid Shame Hazakin. Chavru Alav means they like came over to him. Congregated around.
It says they gathered against him.
Oh, Chavru Alav, meaning upon him. They pounced upon him. Amru Lo Mati Vashal Behem. What are you doing with this animal over here? So Amru Lahem Nekevahi Uzivach Shlamim Hevisia. This is a female karban, female animal, and I'm bringing it for shlamim, for yantif, for my, I guess, for my chagiga. Kishkesh lahem biznava. Kishkesh lahem biznava v'hachu lahem. He showed it its tail?
He shook its tail in front of them.
Is that some kind of like...
They showed it was a female rather than a male.
So. You know, she was going to confirm it was a female, and they were like, we're good.
Okay. I guess I'm projecting the machlokas we just had onto our Gemara, in which case the female part of the animal has nothing to do with what they argued about. Like, Beis Shammai agrees it has to be a female. So I don't exactly know what the point of this little...
They said only males can be used for olas, but females can be used for shalomis.
Right, okay,
so
but
it says here,
Beis Shammai agrees with that.
So it says, Hillel understood that Shammai's disciples were coming to challenge him. Mm-hmm. To avoid confrontation, he led them to believe that it could not be an ola that he was offering, but rather a shlomim.
Right. But
he's permitted to be deceptive in order to promote peace. He just wants to avoid a confrontation.
But why does that help anything?
Because what they were coming to challenge him about was whether he was attempting to sacrifice an ola, which is, it says, a prohibited act according to their view in the Mishnah.
Right, you can't bring a private ola, right? But then what is the... So the fact that it's a female means it must be a shlamim. But Beis Shammai thinks you can bring a shlamim.
Right, but that's not what Beis Shammai was... Yeah, exactly, and that's why he said it was a shlamim.
Right.
It's really an ola.
Oh, he was using it as an ola.
He's using it as an ola, but he wanted to fake Beis Hillel out and say, no, it's not. It's
yeah, because remember it says earlier...
Oh, heavy ola, so, okay. Yeah. This is the ola sur'iyah, but he was bringing it as a shlamim.
Exactly.
He was telling them it was a shlamim. They believe you can bring a shlamim, but they don't believe you can bring an ola.
He was being deceptive.
Right. Okay.
To avoid any issues.
Okay, I forgot the Ola part because we were just talking about shlamis. Also, Yom Gavri Yadam Mashal Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That same day, Beis Shammai had the numbers against Beis Hillel. This is Gemara in Brachos, I believe. Vikshu Likva B'Halacha Mosan. That they wanted to establish the halacha like themselves, that you're not allowed to bring an Ola Suri on Yantif. V'ayisham Zakin Echim Talmid Shammai Zakin Baba Ben Buta Shemo. This guy, part of Beis Shammai's group there, his name was Baba ben Buta. Shayodesh halach Beis Hillel. He knew the halach was already like Beis Hillel, that an ola suriyah can be brought on Yantif, even though he's on the opposing team, right? He disagrees. Veshalach v'hevi kol tzon kedar. Shebi Yishalayim, Ve'avin Vazara, Ve'amakom Yishirot Lismach Yavav Yismach Halal. Right, anyone who wants to bring, he brought all of these different sheep that were in Yerushalayim, and he put them all in the Azara, and he said, whoever wants to come and do smicha on one of these karbanos to bring as a karban, so then you should. I guess because there are so many people that wanted to bring an ola, that it was sort of like, okay, Beisham, it doesn't have the numbers anymore. It doesn't have the public support. These aren't like Rabbanim, right? Who are these people that are coming to get these animals? They're just regular common folk, right?
Yeah.
So how are we deciding halacha based on that type of thing? Basically, I think like Beis Shammai didn't want to go against the masses. And that was already the halacha. Beis Shammai wanted to try to sort of ram through their halacha that you can't bring olas. Then everybody came to the Beis Shammai to bring an ola. They're like, okay, well, I guess that's what the people want. Which is just, I mean, status quo. They were going to flip the status quo and they're saying, okay, fine. Shevi al tasa adif. Like, we're not going to, that's what it sounds like. Another situation where the student of Beis Hillel came, a student of Hillel, whatever, Beis Hillel, came to the Azara to do smicha on Yantif. What are you doing with this? What are you doing with smicha? Well, you're not supposed to do that according to Beis Shammai. So Amar lo, mazu shtika. Why aren't you being quiet? Shitzku b'nezifa. He made him be quiet. V'halachlo. You just said be quiet. That's all that happened.
It's like, what kind of silence is this? You should remain quiet.
Because we pass like Beis Hillel. Okay. I'm not sure what kind of argument that is, but I guess he was just like poking fun at him. Don't you know you don't do smicha on Yantif? Because we're from Beis Shammai. And his response is, yeah, but Beis Hillel is who we paskin like, so please be quiet. So Amar Bai Hilka Chaitzor Mirbana De Amar Lei Chavrei Milsa, if somebody at Tamar Chacham says, you know, is confrontational to you, Lo Lahader Le Milsa Tfei Mimai De Amar Lei Chavrei, don't say more than what he said to you. Right, say some a quick response, but to tamp down the confrontation. To you, Amrlei, Mazuz Micha, Kamahadlei, Mazuz Shtika. Right, he said three words, I said three words. We both start in the same way, Mazu, and then you kind of just like respond in kind. Okay, interesting little vignette. I'm sure there's a lot of ways you could take lessons from there. So Tanya, Amrlem Beisil Beishamai, Umaba Makam Sha'asr Lahajot, Motu Makam Shemutu Lahajot, Enodin Shemutu Lagavoa. Sorry, I skipped a word. Tanya, Amru lahem beisil beisham beisil says to beishamai, you can learn from the Kav HaChomer that an ola asriya is brought on Yantif. You can learn the Kav HaChomer from an ola asriya that's brought on Yantif. Ma b'makom she'asr lagavoa, in a time where it's asr to do malacha, sorry, she'asr lehejot mutter lagavoa, it's nonetheless mutter to bring karbanos, like regular karbanos that you always have to bring on during the day. You're allowed to bring karbanos for Hashem, even during Shabbos and Yantif. Makom shemutu lehejot, at a time like Yantif, specifically when you're allowed to do specific malachos for the sake of Ochel Nefesh. So, eno din shemutu lekavah, of course you'd be able to bring karbanos for Hashem. This is kind of picking and choosing, but the point is, like, on Shabbos, where you have 39 malachos you can't do, we allow you to bring the carbon tamid. On Yantif, where you're allowed to do a lot of different things because of food purposes, so surely we'll allow you to bring, you know, obligatory karbanos. You're sort of picking and choosing because the olas tamid is obviously has a drasha from a pasuk, and now we're arguing about whether or not there's such a drasha for these things. But so Amar Le Beishamai Nidarim Davis Yochichu. That's not true because if you pick and choose different karbanos, a voluntary nidav and davos. So then that's not going to be true. Shemutter lehejot, v'asr legavoa. You're allowed to do certain things that are a voluntary anyatif, like cooking food, but you're nonetheless not allowed to bring voluntary karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So that kavachom breaks down. So amar Beis Hillel, ma'adam davos she'en kavolem zman. No, that's the reason is because you don't have to bring them on yantif. Tomar pa'olas ri'ah she'kavol zman. The olas ri'ah has to be brought for yantif purposes. So you can't bring them after yantif. Doesn't make any sense. So amar Beis Shammai, avzu en kavol zman. Even the olas ri'ah doesn't need to be brought now. Ditnan the Mishnah says mishlo chag v'yom tov rishon shel chag chogi v'hol kol rega kulo. You could bring it later on, meaning during Chol Moed or something like that. You can bring tashlumin, what we call tashlumin v'yom tov ha'achron shel chag, and even v'yom tov ha'achron shel chag.
Just as the last day of the
Sukkot. Right, Shmini Atzeres, presumably. So I guess his point is just like the chagiga can be brought in any time, also the ri'ah could also be the ola can be brought in any time, which is not necessarily a good juxtaposition, because the ri'ah, as we said last time, the ri'ah is something that's completely burned up as opposed to shlamim, which is partially eaten. But that's his point at least right now, that in olas ri'ah is just like nedarim nedavos, which is just like shlamim chagiga that can be brought at different times. So Amru Lehem Beis Hillel Avzu Kavul Azman. Even this, meaning the Olas Ri'ah does have a specific time. It's non Avarega V'lo Chag En Chag V'Achrisio. So fine, maybe you have those days of Yantif, but once Yantif passes, so then it is time constrained. So Amru Lehem Beis Shammai V'lo Kvar Nebet doesn't already say Lachem V'lo L'Gavoa. You can do things for yourself, meaning Ye'achal Chol Nefesh Shehul V'Adol Ya'aseh Lachem Pashat in Bo. You can do things for Ochal Nefesh, but who's to say you can do things for Hashem? So meaning it's for you and not for Hashem. Amar Lehem Beis Hillel, V'alok V'arne Amar, L'Hashem, Kol Da L'Hashem, a different Pesach Chag, L'Hashem is Ola Chag L'Hashem. This is a Pesach that we darshan yesterday, that they disagreed about how darshan. So Im Kimatam Lomar L'Hashem, L'Hashem Lo L'Kusim, you can do Ochal Nefesh for yourself, meaning for Jews, but not for non-Jews. L'Hashem Lo L'Klevim, for Jews, but not for animals. So Abashal Omra, Abashal said the Kavachomer Beis Hillel v'loshen acher. So now Makom Shek Kirascha Stuma, that your oven is covered. Kiras Rav Chapsucha, meaning on Shabbos you're not allowed to use your oven, but nonetheless you're allowed to bring carbon on the Beis Hamikdash. Makom Shek Kiras Chapsucha, and Odin Shekiras Rav Chapsucha. Just like you can bring something in the base in your house because your oven is usable, so too you should be able to bring something in the base hamikdash. And there's v'chein b'din shloi yeshulchan chamalei v'shulchan rab chagreikan. And similarly, you should be able to add another drasha to allow you to do karbanos, that you shouldn't have a full table like on yantif because you can make food, and Hashem should be sitting there without his normal karbanos. So surely the olas ri'ah should be allowed to be brought. Maybe even voluntary karbanos. Doesn't say that. The Ma'akam Milfagi, what are the arguments? Marsavar and Yadam Mdav was created by Yom Tov. Marsavar and Yadam Yom Tov. Oh, meaning this second drasha talks even about Nidarm and Davos. The first one from Beis Hillel did not talk about Nidarm and Davos. I was only talking about the obligatory karbanos or mitzvah karbanos. Right, we know from the follow up of that conversation that he didn't mean also Nidarm and Davos, because they didn't have a set time. Here it has nothing to do with set time, it just has to do with the table being open. So I think this is the first shita we've seen that thinks that you can bring a voluntary karban on yantif. So according to the opinion that voluntary karbanos are not brought on yantif, don't say that's because the Rabbanan came along and made a gzera against the Torah, because Hashem, meaning Kol Hashem, should teach you, you should do anything you want. But gzera shema yasha, maybe you're going to, gzera shema yasha, meaning if you say, I'm going to bring a carbon, oh, I can do it on Yantif, and you push it off because you're busy during the week. We don't want people pushing carbonos off onto Yantif. Ela afilu midaraisa nami lochazu. The reason that somebody would say you can't bring a voluntary karban on yantif is because you can't bring it even according to the pasuk, meaning that LaHashem, Chag Samasam LaHashem, specifically LaHashem, only those which are considered like the Chagiga, Chagosemoso. It's not Chagosemoso LaHashem, meaning anything LaHashem. No, it's Chagosemoso LaHashem. That specifically the Chagiga and things like the Chagiga. How do you know? When it comes to the Shtei Alechem that you bring on Shavuos, so there's no reason to say that there's a Gzera. Not right, lest you wait for it, because there's no other time to do it. Ani eno docha los Shabbos los Yom Tov. You're nonetheless not allowed to do it on Yom Tov itself, because they can be baked before Yom Tov. I don't exactly know when they do that on Erev. They do it on Erev Shavuos, I guess so. Okay. Nonetheless, we tell you can't do it on Yom Tov itself. So Yivaylehu. Let's say these people that say you can't bring the carbon on Yom Tov, so then what's the halacha if you do? So Rava Amar Zorikas Adam Amanas Lahatir Basar Rachila. You can actually sprinkle the blood in order to allow you to eat the food, eat the meat. Rav Huna Amar Zorikas Adam Amanas Lahatir Imun La'erev. Now you can do the meat for the sake of different carbonos of the Imurim at nighttime. Which requires that the carbonos are all done properly. But the point is that it's not for your own personal benefit, it's for the carbons, it's for the Beis HaMikdash benefit. It's my benayu benayu, nitma basar osha avad. Let's say the meat of that carbon that you brought, probably, you know, mistakenly brought, because the nedar minadavos can't be brought. So let's say you brought them, and then the meat of those carbonos went bad. L'Rava lo zarek. According to Rava, you're not going to do the blood because you can't eat the meat anymore. But L'Rava Rav Huna zarek. According to Rava Rav Huna, the point of the blood is for the sake of bringing carbonos later, the extras of the fats and everything that you can bring at nighttime, that you can't do unless you do the zrika. I think we'll stop there. Okay, shkayach.
Shkayach, Rabbi.
Sort of complicated kachim stuff going into Yantif. Not exactly, you know, sometimes the time